Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Ready to go?
Off we go.
Sat nav, Google Maps connected. Hit start. Okay,
I just met Dave in at reception, so we have to follow the map up, swing a right at the tennis courts, past the showers and toilets, and we are parking at the back of the secret garden, and these are the shower tokens.
Hi, I'm Lorna Williams from River Valley Holiday Park in Red Cross and Wicklow, and we are on the middle of the go-kart track here in Red Cross at the minute. Andrea and Niamh have had a ball going around it.
The need for speed.
Drive to survive.
Absolutely.
We have kids' go-karts, so from 8 years up or 1.3 metres, they can go on the go-karts. The electric go-karts, it's the only one in Ireland. We also have pedal go-karts for kids. We have little crazy bugs. They're like little mini diggers as such that they go around in ponds and wet days and love that. And then we have little discovery jeeps and things like that.
Super.
Well. And we have the archery in here on the right-hand side as well. So we have the camp out here on the left-hand side. That opens for weekends in June, July, August and September. And in the camp out we do where we have kids entertainment in the evening time. It starts about 5. It's sort of a barbecue area. So you can get the pizzas and different sort of food. Because we have the restaurant and brewery and all on site as well, but it gives people a choice of outdoor facilities as well. A lot of the hotels now have, you know, with the Ukrainians and that sort of coming in, a lot of the hotels, there's so few of them in the country, I suppose we're finding a bigger need now for accommodation.
Okay.
Because it's not out there.
Okay, so we can park anywhere up here by the secret garden. How do you decide which spot or berth to take?
What is the best view?
I think these ones here on the left. Do we want to be right beside the people or should we move away? Maybe we should move away, but should we? I don't know.
Now we're gone an awful way away from
now them. We're just like absolute loners down in the corner, so
we've only gone a long way away from the loo.
She said, think of that.
Look at their setup.
They've got the little tent.
Yeah,
right, that very corner one, you think? Yeah,
yeah, it's easy to pull in.
Do I go face in, head in, first in, or...?
They seem to go face in.
They've all gone head first in, haven't they?
Yeah.
Why am I saying head first? 1 second.
I'm Ashley Williams, I'm one of the owners here at River Valley Holiday Park in Red Cross. This is one of our latest accommodation. We call it a glamp hotel, and it's for people who don't want the camp. So they want a bit of luxury, you want their own shower, bathroom, proper beds inside, nice and warm with heating and all that.
It's where I thought I should go. Basically.
Well, this is it. There's so many people who won't go camping. They won't stay in the motorhome to go because it's just too miserable. So we built these about 5 or 6 years ago, and there's 16 of them.
Wow.
And they're all different themes. So the one we're in now is the Tree Bears. So if you come upstairs, you'll see.
So they're kind of like a tree house, a tree hut, and there's literally a tree in the middle of it. Well, the stairs wrap around it.
So you have little doors going in, you have...
That's great.
And there's no cooking, so you just barbecue, or you go...
You have the little outdoor barbecue grill outside.
Yeah, or you go to the restaurant, or you go somewhere, one other place around Red Cross, so...
Is it important, though, for the likes of yourselves at, you know, at campsites now to have... I suppose different facilities. Like, do campsites need to be more now than the traditional campsite?
They do. The trouble is, you're trying to get the whole family. So you're trying to get the grandparents, the relatives.
Yeah.
So many people go camping with their families now, and there's always somebody who will not stay in a tent. So this way, you get them all down. Some stay here, and then some of them go, I'd say, bring their own tents or caravans or motorhomes. So you can get everybody down here now, and like we've got. We do lodges, we do mobile homes, we do little micro lodges, tree houses, and now this is the latest one. So, and it does work. It gets everybody out, and it gets a market that you would never get. You know, the
people
you get families who'd be used to staying in hotels or going abroad, they'd stay in this. Well, they probably wouldn't stay in anything else in the park. This is a working brewery. It's a 15-hectoliter system that we brought over from Germany. Yeah, we brew beers here for ourselves, and we're in about 50 different venues around Wicklow, South Dublin, that kind of stuff as well. And then on top of that, it's in a beer hall, so you can actually sit down and have food, have beer, and watch the brewers working sometimes in the background. We do tours, so they come in, so you park up and then just walk home, of course, so you don't have to worry about driving.
And it's literally, like, as I'm standing here in the beer hall and the pub or the counter or the bar counter is here beside me, right in front of me is where you're brewing the beer.
Yes, yeah, that's it. That's the kettle and the mash tun and all there. It goes all around down the back. There's a whole lot of fermenters and all that. So it's done right here.
Probably a bit of a smell, is there?
Lovely, beer. Lovely.
Yeah.
And actually, you get a sweetness on your tongue.
Yeah.
When you
makes you thirsty.
Well, Noel Daly is my name.
Noel, you're here with your caravan. How long have you been caravanning?
About 30 years. I suppose I was always adventurous, travelling around the country. And we done all the campsites. And then as you get older, you decide that it's better to stay in the one place, which is more convenient for us. So, we're here now. Well, River Valley, we've come here for the past 20 years, on and off, for months at a time. But for the last 2 years, we stay permanently, for 6 months. Whenever we decide the weather is good, the sun is shining, off down to Red Cross, turn the key in the door. Well, you can come and go whenever you please. Like if it's a hotel, you have to be down at a certain time for your breakfast. And if you have an evening meal, you have to be there at a certain time. With a caravan, you can go up at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. You can have a breakfast or no breakfast, and away you go. I think people should try it. Don't knock anything until you have a try. It. Like, you know, hotels are fully booked.
Right, we need to hit the road. We're about 2 hours, 10 minutes to our next stop. So we're just leaving River Valley. We've had an absolute ball. The weather has been amazing. And now it's off to Battlebridge in County Roscommon.
So I'm Eilish Byrne. My husband and I own and operate Byrne's Battlebridge, and we have a caravan and camping and glamping park and marina on the banks of the Shannon near Carrick and Shannon, Leitrim Village area. Battlebridge Caravan and Camping is the name of the business. We're here 29 years this month. So we started, just opened the bar, and it had been derelict and closed for over 30 years. So we renovated that, and we always had an interest in caravan and camping ourselves. So we developed little pitches around the place. We dug out a marina, and it's just sort of developed slowly. Small family business in a rural, most beautiful part of the world beside the River Shannon. We actually were the first Foyle to Ireland registered site in Ireland to start glamping. So we have 4 EcoPods that were manufactured in Kerry, and they were the very first 4 EcoPods manufactured. Then you get lots of groups, family groups, reunions, hen parties, that sort of thing.
It's funny, I suppose, it's a different market, and obviously we're here right down on the River Shannon. We're on the marina, we're on the campsite, and we're looking over now at a hen party. Is that difficult, though, for you to manage, I suppose, you know, all of the different types of people that want to come here?
I suppose it is, but it's hospitality really for most people. Do you know, where we're set in rural Ireland, you've got to try and cater for everybody. You know, we don't have a single market, so we're just trying to do a bit really to keep a lot of people happy here. But we find that, you know, we can manage it all fairly well. People are generally very well behaved and respectful of other holiday makers, so there's never a problem here.
Yeah. How is camping in Ireland, like, you know, when you compare it, I suppose, to other European countries, and France is, I suppose, always the country that's kind of cited as, you know, the area that has really done camping well and welcomed it. Do we do enough to encourage it?
I think we're doing a lot better than we used to. I think I've camped in France myself, and the facilities are fantastic. I think it's much easier for the French to accommodate people better because they have a much longer season.
We're here on the marina that's also in the campsite.
Yeah, so we dug out a marina. This used to be, as my father-in-law used to say, a great meadow for sheep. But we dug out a marina here about 25 years ago. So we get, you know, passing boat traffic, so people with boat hire picking up boats in Carrick and Shannon, coming up here, you know, having a meal with us and staying up mooring overnight. We get visiting day boats. We had lovely people from Germany here last night, and then we have some long stay mooring people who come keep their boats here and come down, stay on them at the weekends, maybe take them out for a spin, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It just adds to the whole dimension of the place, you know. We get visiting day boats. We had lovely people from Germany here last night. And then we have some long stay mooring people who come keep their boats here and come down, stay on them at the weekends, maybe take them out for a spin, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It just adds to the whole dimension of the place, you know.
So if you wanted to try a different type of holiday, but maybe camping isn't your thing and you're more of a sea leg type person, you can
absolutely
wet them here.
Yeah. Nothing like an old cruise up the River Shannon and then stop off for a few pints in any of the local bars along the way and get some nice, decent food.
My name is Peter. I'm from Dunabate, North County Dublin. And we've been coming here for almost 20 years. Resident probably about 18 years. When we had Andrew, which was our second child, I decided it's time to buy a caravan again because I wanted the children to have the experience of growing up in a caravan environment.
Is it a good way to holiday with children?
It's a great way to holiday with children. It's a great way for them to meet people and meet friends, and particularly on different sites, sometimes they meet friends that become lifelong friends.
Mm.
I wouldn't be without a caravan or a motorhome or a boat or something.
Yeah. Okay, so we might set up the bed tonight so that we don't make the same mistake as last night.
Perfect.
So just pull the lever in between the seats. Yeah, just press that button. And this goes back. And now this goes down. Oh yeah, so we've got to push the bed slightly back so that it meets there.
Okay.
So, and you have to keep it on the tracker, so it has to like
watch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.